One of the people featured in the exhibit is Truman Capote. He was known for sort of having a big ego, but some of the pictures you have of him have him looking quite normal. Tell me what it was like to spend time with someone like Truman Capote and how you got this icon to act like not an icon.
Truman Capote was never normal. I photographed him because I was doing a life cover story on In Cold Blood, which was, of course, the one of the famous books that Capote had written and was being turned into a film. And they were filming in Holcomb, Kansas, and they're using the house where the book is about these two itinerants who murder a family, and they were filming in the exact house where the murders had taken place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Truman really, I think, missed Cafe Society, where he was the darling of all the important ladies of our time. And here he was in Kansas, and he became the only real hero there. The actors, basically, their careers depended upon how well they committed this movie murder. And they were very sullen, and they walked around, and they stayed in character. But Truman, of course, was very bored. And so he took people on tours of the house. He went to parties. There's one picture I really love, which is a cocktail party given for him. And there's this woman in this stall indoors talking to him. And you can see everyone really got dressed up. He probably was the most celebrated person who has ever visited Holcomb, Kansas. And he was adored by everyone.